I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. No matter where you are on Earth, after a tragedy, people feel the need to unite, to express their solidarity. And for the last 2 weeks or so, since the terror attack at that Ariana Grande concert, that's the way it's been in Manchester, England. There have been vigils, visits by the royal family, and this Sunday, a tribute concert for victims and their families organized by Ariana Grande. And then there's the bee tattoos. Yep, many Mancunians are showing their solidarity by getting inked with bees. James Davis is a tattoo artist at Alchemy Tattoo Studio in Wigan. That's Greater Manchester. He joins me now from that studio. So total count for honeybee tattoos, James?
Well over 200.
Wow.
Well over. Between three artists as well. The artists like Chris Berwin, Adam White, and Mike Berwin did it for 12 hours straight for 3 days. And it was just amazing what the people did, how they all came together. And there was queuing up out of our shop down the street. And they all just came together and was a part of it.
So explain this image. What does the honeybee have to do with this bombing? Or is it really a symbol of Manchester?
Well, it is. It's a symbol of Manchester. If you'd ever been to Manchester, it's everywhere. It's on the lamppost. It's on the bins. It's part of the town hall. There's a lot of symbolic meaning with the worker bee. It comes from the Industrial Revolution, where the Northerners, and the Manchester especially, was leading the way with the Industrial Revolution, and the rest of the country called us the worker bees, and Manchester the hive of activity.
So is the bee design kind of a classic thing from the 19th century, very kind of engraving looking?
Yeah, ours is. It's a simplistic design. We were doing it in two sizes, and there was so many people that were wanting it on different parts of the body. A lot of people wanted it on the hands. They wanted to show support and solidarity in what had happened, and they were very proud of it. We've had some very proud Mancunians coming through our doors and wanting to show that off.
Were there a lot of first-time tattoo recipients?
There was, surprisingly. This was people that have shied away from having tattoos their entire life, have been coming in into the 50s and 60s and 70s, have been having this tattoo, and it's brought people together, and people have felt a warmth within the symbol. And how we saw it was that these terror attacks are now happening when people are out expressing themselves, when people are out in their freedom and in their leisure time, and it's all about expression, and this is where they've hit. And for us, this is one of the reasons we think it was taken so personally, and a body art is a sign of expression and freedom as well, and claiming ownership to the body, and this is what they wanted to do.
Have you heard, James, whether there are any people getting kind of solidarity tattoos in other parts of England, or maybe even outside the country?
From where it started with us on Tuesday morning, from the hundreds of studios around the northwest of England started, and then it went further afield. It went to all the country, and there's even talks about it being a few studios in Australia, and even some in New York have been doing this and carrying the symbolic meaning of what happened.
So, James, you're in Wigan, which is Greater Manchester, just outside
That's
the main
right,
city.
Yeah.
How did your neighborhood cope? How did people in your neighborhood cope when the attack happened? How big a surprise was it that Manchester was attacked?
Immediately after, the people came together. There was a warmth with people. There was people showing support of trying to comfort the victims. There was so many people. It didn't take long to find people that were personally affected by the attacks. We had some like young girls that were actually at the concert, wanted to be a part of it, wanting to be a part of the tattoo. Mm. So it was really important.
You must have one of the honeybee tattoos yourself, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I was the first one to get it.
Oh, awesome.
It is on my ankle.
On your ankle. He is a worker bee himself, tattoo artist James Davis at Alchemy Tattoo Studios in Wigan, Greater Manchester. Thanks very much.
No problem. Thank you.